Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Dalit, and we are holding roughly 10 lines from the bottom, from the top of the Amud. Yud Dalit Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. In the middle of the line it says, V'hai asher le'am l'hachihu di'asa, hai mi boyalei. What is this, V'hai asher le'am l'hachihu di'asa? The Gemara is quoting from the Braisa of yesterday. If you turn back to the Braisa of yesterday on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, you'll remember that the Gemara brought the Tam of Reb Shimon. What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said that when it comes to Yom Kippur, there are two major karbonas, vis-a-vis Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Please put yourselves on mute, Rabbi Yisrael. Please put yourselves on mute. The Gabi, the din of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, as well as with regard to Shar Averis. Okay, what was Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav? Anytime a person may have gone into the Beis HaMikdash without realizing that he is Tameh, or he ate Kodshim without realizing that he is Tameh, and then after that, if he would have remembered, then he would have brought his own carbon, oyle v'yoyret. However, what happens if a person only had a yadiya b'tchila? He didn't have a yadiya b'saf. For that, we have to have the benefit of the soir hanase b'fnim, which is toilet, it's not mechaper, it's toilet, until hopefully ad shivoda he will know and he'll bring his carbon. And if he never finds out, then la'achar misa, misa memarekes, and then Hashem will go and wipe his slate clean. That's legabe a Yisrael. What about a kohen that unfortunately did the same thing, meaning he became tamei and then accidentally he went into the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate kodshim, and he didn't remember after that? Will he also get a kapara, or at least a tliya, through the soir hanasu b'fnim? So the Gemara, no. Where is he going to go and get his protection? He's going to get it from the par that the Kohen Gadol brings. Beginning of last week, said in Parshas Achri Mois, the Pasuk says, V'hikar b'harnes es par achatas ashaloi, v'chiper badai uviyad beisai. So, Aharon HaKohen brought the special par achatas every single Yom Kippur, and of course, after Aharon HaKohen passed away, then the later generations of Kehanim Gedoilim every single year had to go and bring a par. This par was from his own funds. This was not from the Lishkasa, the Trumas HaLishka funds. All from his own funds. And he bought that par, and that par was Machaper for himself. Ubiad Beisoy, and as we said yesterday, also on behalf of the Kehan. But let's just take a quick look at the Lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa, it's my time at Reb Shimon. It's about, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 lines before the wide lines. The Gemara quotes, my time at Reb Shimon. What's the reason for Reb Shimon? That Reb Shimon holds that vis-a-vis the Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, we say that the Kapara for Klal Yisrael is from the Soir Hanasa b'fnim, and the Kapara for Kohanim is from the Par. And then remember, Reb Shimon continued on the Gabi Shara Veirois as well. That Shara Veirois, Klal Yisrael has a Kapara through the Soir Hamishtaleach, and the Kohanim have it from the Vidui of the Par. Pray to my time, Reb Shimon, where did Reb Shimon take this from? Dechsiv, you see in the middle of the line, V'lokach eshnei ha-se'irem. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, take two se'irem. Iskish sor mishtalech l'sor ha-nasu b'fnim. The two come together. What is the hekish of the two se'irem? Ma'sor ha-nasu b'fnim. Eina mechap ala kehanim al tumas mikshut ha-shov. When it comes to the sor ha-nasu b'fnim, that's not for the kehanim. Dechsiv bay, because it says in the pasuk, asher le'om. The Lashon ha-pasuk is, V'shachat es se'ir ha'chatzas asher le'om. What means asher le'om? Only for the Yisraelim and not for the Kohanim. Atzor mishtalech and mechapa le'kohanim b'shar averis. So therefore the words asher le'om come to tell you for the Yisraelim is a kapara and not for the Kohanim. Frey Timur yet's here on daf Yudalid Omer Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. V'hai asher le'om l'hochi u'diasa. Is that what the Asher Le'om comes to tell you? That the only ones that get a kapara, a tliya, based on this carbon, are only the Yisraelim and not the Kehanim. That's why it says Asher Le'om. Haimi boyle, I need it for a much more fundamental reason. Tika'om rachmona mida'am lihave. Who's supposed to pay for that soil? That's supposed to be paid for from the communal funds, from the Trumas HaLishka, from the folk, as opposed to the par of the Kohen Gadol that came from his own pocket, from his own bank account. So I need Asher La'om for that purpose. How do you know it comes to tell you that the Kapora is only for Asher La'om, for the Israelim? No, Asher La'om comes to tell you the funding source. Everything marahahu umei esa das b'nei Yisrael navka. I don't need Asher La'om. That's it, umei esa das b'nei Yisrael. If you look at number 4, umei esa das b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei se'irei izim lechatos. That's the very beginning of the parasha. The Kohen Gadol, Aharon HaKohen, should bring his own par from his own pocket. This is already no longer Aharon's funding. This is Klal Yisrael's funding from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Mishkan. I don't need Asher La'om. Since Asher La'om is Ibrik means that it's superfluous, comes to tell you that the Kapora comes only for the Yisraelim and not for the Kohanim. What is this? We're continuing on, right to the Braisa of yesterday. We're there. If you go back again to that same Braisa, this time go up about 6 or 7 lines before the wide lines down below. Again, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, about 6, 7 lines up. But the Gemara says, Bamem Miskaprin, how do the Kahanim have a Kapora, both for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshev, as well, according to Reb Shimon, the Vidoy is Mechaper on Shar Averis. So where do they get their Kapar from? A Memes Kaparin. The Porish Shal Aharon, the regular rank and file Kehanim, get it from Aharon HaKohen's Par. Yochalo Yiskaper B'Porish Shal Aharon, Shekvar Nemer Asher Loi. I would think that maybe it's only Aharon's Asher Loi, and therefore nobody else. Maybe his wife, maybe his kids, but that's it. But not the rest of the Kehanim. If that's going to be the case, then the Kahanim are going to be stuck in the middle. Kereach mikan bekereach mikan. They're not going to get the benefit of the soyer asher la'om. They won't get the benefit of the par asher loy. What do you do? Kishu oimer, and that's the continuation of the brisa. But you see, it says kvarnema asher loy, and therefore asher loy is a havamina that it's only a kapora of Aharon himself. Frank Dimara. I'm sorry?
And his family.
And his family, because Sivachi Babad, correct. That's what Ashaloi comes to tell you, that only Aharon HaKohen and his immediate family have a kapara. I need this Ashaloi to tell you something else. And as we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi really tells us that it says Ashaloi 3 times in Parshas Achrei Mois. Where does it say Ashaloi 3 times? It says one time, Chibur Bav Yikra Baharnes Parachatas Ashaloi. And then there's another pasuk where it says twice Asher Loi. V'hikav aharnes parachatos Asher Loi. V'chipah badu v'ad beisoy v'shocheret parachatos Asher Loi. So it says Asher Loi 3 times. What do you need 3 times for? V'kid esani. Mishal Loi hu meivi v'ena meivi mishal tzibur. The first Mishal Loi comes to tell you he pays for himself and not from tzibur's funds. Yochel Loyovi mishal tzibur she'ena tzibur miskaprim by. I would think in a tzibur, meaning you don't take it from the Trumas Halishka, you don't take it from the Yisraelim, because Yisraelim get no benefit from the par. But I would think of a Yovi Mishal Echav HaKahanim, She'echav HaKahanim Miskaprim Boy. I would think that since we know the Echav HaKahanim do have a kapara, at the very least, for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodoshim, and then there's the Machloikis Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, the Gavishara Veirois, whether they get the kapara from the Soir, or the Seir Tzor HaMishtaleach, or whether they get it from the par. Well, for the Maisa, I would think that therefore Aharon HaKohen would be justified in making a public appeal for funds among all the Kohanim. Tamalim Ashaloi, it's got to be your own money, Aharon HaKohen. Zoktimor Yochel Yovi, Vim Hevi Kosher. Okay, Lechatchila, he should not collect from Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, David, HaKohanim. No, don't ask your life. Then maybe, but b'diavad, if he did collect money from Kohanim, maybe it'd be kosher. Tamalay mishuvah shaloi. Hakosav shanulav la'akiv. The Torah repeats it again and again to tell you, no, it's got to be Aharon HaKohen's money. But that being the case, how did you use the Ashaloi to tell you that the kapora is only for Aharon HaKohen? Ashaloi is telling us the funding source. Everything more. Tana hoki kakashaloi. The Tana, in asking about this Asher Loi, was bothered by the following. Maishno b'di'am, t'loi mechaper, t'loi kochasri bei mamoina. Tachsiv Asher Le'on, the Kehanim, since they didn't have any kapora vis-a-vis the So'ir Hanas Bithnim, and therefore it didn't cost them anything, they didn't have to pay for it. It's Asher Le'on. But Haranami Loiko Chasri Be'memoina. When it comes to the par of a Harna Koyin, they also didn't pay for it. And therefore, I would think that they don't get a kapara by the so'ir, because they didn't pay for it, it's not their carbon. And they don't go and get a kapara from the par, because that's also not their carbon. So I might have thought, the ka'omar, and that's why the Brisa answers, kulon kruyon beisoy. Since it says in the Pasuk, that v'chipa ba'adoy uvi'ad beisoy, I think the beisoy means, at the very least, his wife and his kids. Said the Gemara yesterday, that's why it says, Beis Aharon Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Who's Beis Aharon? All the Kahanim are called Beis Aharon. Therefore, the Chibur Bavi Uviad Beis, they come to tell you that in fact they do get their Kapara through Aharon HaKoyin, because they're all part of his Beis. Now the Gemara on the surface is a little bit shver, because the Gemara on the surface said that the Kohanim do not participate in the purchase of the So'ir Hanas Bifnim. The truth of the matter is, everybody in Klal Yisrael goes and participates, because we took the money from the Trumas Halishka. If we're taking from the Trumas Halishka, just like the Yisraelim participated, then the Kohanim also participated. Why is the Gemara saying that the Kohanim didn't participate in purchasing the So'ir Hanas Bifnim? So Tosis already asked this kasha, and Tosis reminds us that in Masechta Shkolim and Masechta Menachos, there in fact are two opinions as to whether the Kehanim would contribute the Machtes HaShekel every single year in Chodesh Adar. Why shouldn't they contribute the Machtes HaShekel? Because the Kehanim said, we're going to have a problem with the Lechem HaPonim. What's the Lechem HaPonim? Lechem HaPonim, every single Shabbos, 12 Chalos, they were split up between the Mishmar HaNichlas, Mishmar HaYotze. It was all eaten by the Kehan. The problem is, we know it says in the Pasuk, there's a fundamental difference between a mincha brought by Yisrael and a mincha brought by a Kohen. A mincha that's brought by Yisrael, the kmitza goes on the Mizbeach, and the Shiraim is eaten by the Kehanim. But if it's a mincha's Kohen, it says in the Pasuk, v'chol mincha's Kohen, kol tiyah, lo yisiyochel. Not eaten by anybody. It's like a carbon oiler. You put the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Not a drop to be eaten. Said the Kehanim, since the Lechem HaPonim, which is a carbon mincha, it comes from the Trumas HaLishka funds. If we're going to contribute towards it, that means 1%, 2%, 5%, 10% of the Lechem HaPonim we are funding, it's going to be Minchas Koyin. Minchas Koyin, we're not allowed to go and eat. And therefore they said, we're not going to contribute towards the Machtes HaShekel. So in fact, there's a machlokes whether their point is well taken or whether we disagree. Tosis brings it here, bekitzor. It's a Tosis here in the middle of the Yomad Limachasri Mamoina. If you skip down about six lines, where the Tosis says, "V'leimi boy elaman yom amesach tishkolim ube menachis she'ena kehanim mitzuvim lishkol the vaday le'asim miditu." If they didn't pay, then it's certainly not theirs. Even according to Mandiyam, no, Kahanim have to participate in the Machtes HaShekel. So in Bazoi, so they funded it, just like the Israelim funded it. What happens if it comes to the time of bringing the carbon on Yom Kippur? They look in the Trumas HaLishka, there's a shortage of funds. Why would there be a shortage of funds? I guess the prices for the animals were much higher that year than normal, and so therefore there's a shortage. And they're going to make a special appeal right before Yom Kippur, the annual Yom Kippur appeal. We have to buy a soyer, besides the soyer that we're going to have to do a soyer hamishalech, hamishalech. We also have to get a soyer and asa b'chutz. Apparently it was not enough funds. Such a case, we're not going to collect from them, from the Kohanim. Why not? Because the Kohanim get no benefit from that soyer. The only ones we're going to collect from are from everybody else. And then Tosfos gives another pshat too. But that's pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara said a couple of minutes ago that the Kohanim can say, we don't have any benefit from the Sor HaNasufnim because we didn't contribute towards it. So l'chayr, we don't have any benefit from Aharon HaKohen's par because we didn't contribute to that. And for the Gemara, that's why it says the Pasuk v'chiper badi uviad beisoy, and beisoy is broad enough to include all of the karem beisah haroin borchu es Hashem. Back to the Gemara. Bishloim l'Reb Shimon. We're about 7-8 lines before the end of the parak. Bishloim l'Reb Shimon hayin dechsev trei viduyin v'dam ha-par. When you analyze Parshas Achri Mois, it says twice in the Pasuk v'chibadoi, v'chiper badoi uviad beisoy, and then again a few psukim later, v'chiper badoi uviad beisoy, and Rashi says each time in Chumash, based on our Gemara and based on other Gemaras, the v'chiper means he does vidui. Vidui means he goes over to the par. It's not just your normal smicha that the samach yodei aroish apar. It's a smicha plus a vidui, a confession, where Aharon HaKohen confesses the chatoim, the sins, both of his own, his family, and all of the kehan. Zokti Gemara, bishlam Reb Shimon hayin dechsev trei viduyim. Twice it says v'chiper badoi. So there's a double kapara from one vidui and from the next vidui. And also the damapara that you go and do the hazo'is lefnai v'lefnim, as well as in the heichal in front of the parayas. So therefore, I have three kaparas, so to speak. Two v'chiper badli v'adveisai, which are the viduyim. And one, that every single time, how do you have a korban being nisratze and being mechaper on the person who brought the korban? Through the zrikas adam. So we have now three methods, if you will, of causing kapara vis-a-vis the carbon pie. What do I need a three for? The contribution, very simple. Because since the kohanim don't have any benefit from those other two karbanas, and what is the sor nasa b'fnim? And the sor nasa b'chut. Sor nasa b'fnim is, if a person went and did an iser of tumas mikdash v'kadosha, by the sur anasu b'fnim, it's talking about yesh lo yediya b'tchila, ein by yediya b'sof, and therefore it's toile. It suspends any chas v'sholem, any yisurim against this individual until he remembers or until he passes on years later. Sur anasu b'fnim. What's the sur anasu b'chut? The other way around. Ein lo yediya b'tchila, v'yesh lo yediya b'sof. The Kahanim had nothing to do with those two. Why didn't they have against those two? Because they got the benefit from the power of Aharon HaKohen. V'chad k'negetzor mishtaleach. Since Reb Shimon l'shitase holds that Shar Averois, Kahanim do not get a portion of Tzor mishtaleach, but they get it from the power. So that's why I need three kaporis effected by the power. One, to take care of the Tzor nasbethnim. Number two, Keneget Sur Nasa B'chutz. And number three, Sur Mishtalech, all for the benefit of Aharon, his family, and the broader Kehan.
You mean it's not Vidoy on the Sur Nasa B'fnim, it means for the underlying reason that the Sur Nasa B'fnim.
You're 100% right. By neither the Sur Nasa B'fnim nor the Sur Nasa B'chutz is there a Vidoy. Right. There is a Vidoy by the Sur Mishtalech, but not by these two Seirim. But these two Seirim both effect a Kapora on Tumas Mikdash Kadoshim, by the rank and file of Klal Yisrael, but not the Kohanim. So how the Kohanim going to get the benefit of those kapores in the case of Yesh lo yediyah b'tchila, the Ein by yediyah b'sof, or Ein lo yediyah b'tchila, the Yesh lo yediyah b'sof? He's going to get that from the par. So I need two kapores. According to Shimon, I also need a third kapora for Shar Averos, because they don't get a benefit from the Sor Mishtaleh. I'm sorry?
Is there a third viduyim?
No, there's two viduyim and one zrika sadam, one hazor sadam. Okay. So that affects three kapars. Zokti Mar, I understand now, according to Reb Shimon, why I need all three. Reb Yehuda, trei viduyim idarapar lamali. What do I need three for? Bechad viduy, vidomoy, sagya, choy should be enough. One viduy, one dam, that'll be enough. Echadloy v'echadlepetzoy. That'll be enough for him and for the whole bias together with all the kahanim. Why? Because vis-a-vis the Sor HaMishtaleach, vis-a-vis the Shar Averos, they'll get their kapara not through the par, but they'll get it from the Sor HaMishtaleach. According to Reb Yehuda.
Okay.
Remember, that's the machlok. Reb Shimon. Good. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, I need three modes of kapara vis-a-vis the par. One, to take care of the kapara of the Saranasa Bifnim, one to take care of that Taranasa Bechut, one for Shara Veiro is from the Sar Mishtalech, which the Kahanim don't have the benefit of. But according to Rabbi Huda, that the Kahanim do have the benefit by Shara Veiro is from the Sar Mishtalech, so all they need to do is kapara for the Chutz and for the Pnim. Where do they get that from? From the par. So that would be enough to have two kaparas, meaning one vidui and one dam. Why do I have, exactly, one zrikas adam? Why do we have two viduyim and a zrikas adam? And for the Gemara, good gefreit. It's an excellent point. But it's kiriton of Rabbi Shmuel, kachi midas adin noy hegis, mutav yovei zakei v'chaper al hachayiv, by yovei chayiv v'chaper al hachayiv. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means is, at the very first vidui, that was a private vidoy. That was only for a harid and his immediate family. The second vidoy was already for the broad machne of kehanim, all of those that were kehanim. And then, of course, we had the zrika sedam that would be mechaper on for purposes of the timas mikra judasha. Excuse me. But the point is, why does a harid need his own special vidoy before the second vidoy for everybody? Because we have a klal, says the Gemara. You have a zakai, let a person who's already clean, noki, v'tzadik, yechaper l'chayiv, and let him go and be mechaper for the others. So when I was learning this with my son yesterday, Ben Tzion, he reminded me that that's why it says in the Gemara that whenever a person brings two kabbalas, a chattas and an oila, the chattas always goes first, and then the oila. Why? So by the time he brings a karban oila, he's already gotten a kapara on his chait. So first go and bring your chattas, get the kapara, the atonement for your chet. Now you're a noki v'tzadik. Now go and bring your carbon oil. As opposed to the other way around, you'd be giving a Kodesh Baruch Hu an oil, a present, but you're a sinner. You have a pegam in your neshama. Therefore have first the chatas. Here too, first he does one vidui, so that will cleanse his neshama. Now he's a zakai. By the time he does the second one, he'll be a zakai v'yechaper al ha-chayiv, v'yechaper al ha-chayiv. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need the two viduyim, not for the broader kehanim, but just for him personally. So he should be a zakai, now representing the chayovim by the time he does the second vidui, and by the time he does his zrika sedam. And with this, we've concluded our first parak, Rabbeisai, and we're on to the new parak, Hanan Lachshuvashtayim, Lachshuvashtayim, Lachshuvashtayim. And if you thought that we're going to now start talking about Shavuos, I'm sorry, you are mistaken. We're going to continue talking about Yediyas HaTovah. Yay! So we said in the first Mishnah, Yediyas HaTovah, Shtayim Shehein Arba. What was the Shtayim Shehein Arba? Rashi says, go back to my pshat on Daf Beis, and you'll find what I said. See Rashi Kvar Pirashti, I already explained the Berek Rishim and Mishnah. For those of you that would like to have just a brief 1 second Chazorah, what was the Yediyas HaTovah, Shtayim Shehein Arba? The Torah refers to Venelam. Meaning, the person became Tomei. And then Menelam, and he forgot that he was Tomei. And what did he do? He ate Kodshim. And then subsequent to that, he remembered, what did I do? I ate Kodshim B'Tumah. He has to go and bring a Korban Oil of the Yard. What happens? Same scenario. The person became Tomei. He knew he was Tomei. And then he forgot. And he went into the Beis HaMikdash. And then he comes out and says, oi, what did I do? I went to the Beis HaMikdash B'Tumah. You bring a carbon oil of the yard. In both of those cases, the helam was vis-a-vis the tumah. He forgot that he was tumah. That's the shtayim. Now, shehein arba, and we'll see, we already had this earlier on in the first parak. We're going to have it again at the end of the Mishnah, that is Rabbi Shmuel and others that hold shtayim arba, that there are two additional halamis, two additional forgettings. Not that he forgot that he was tumah. Start again. Person was tumah. He knew it was tumah 100%. And he remembered he was tumah. Tumah. However, when he ate the kodshim, he forgot that this is kodesh. He may not even have known that it was kodesh. And then subsequently somebody said, hey, Yanko, you were tummy and you ate kodshim. Oi, oi, oi. So therefore the helam, the forgetfulness, was not vis-a-vis that he was tummy. He knew it was tummy all along. He forgot that this is kodesh, or didn't know that it was kodesh. What's the fourth case? The fourth case is not a helam in the tumah, but the helam in the Beis HaMikdash. The person was tummy, and he realized, you're now that I go into Beis HaMikdash B'Tumah. And then he came to the Beis HaMikdash without realizing that he knew that he was Tameh. He didn't realize that this is the Beis HaMikdash. Really, is that possible a person doesn't know what the Beis HaMikdash is? The Gemara is going to give a case of a Ben Bovel who comes to Eretz Yisrael for the first time. And the tour guide is telling him all over and bringing him a cup, and he's in the whole Yerushalayim. He doesn't. He sees all these magnificent towers and buildings and this and that. He doesn't know that that's the Beis Hamikdash. And he went to the Beis Hamikdash. He was Tama. He comes out, Mister. You were Tama. You went to the Beis Hamikdash. Bye bye. Okay, so therefore, the first two halamas are helam tuma, he forgot that he was tameh, and the second two halamas is, he forgot or didn't realize that this is the Beis Hamikdash, or that this is kanchi. So that's the shtayim shein arba. Two halamas of tuma, shein arba, we add two more halamas. Helam means he forgot, he didn't know. Helam that he didn't know that this was kanchi, or that this is a Beis Hamikdash. Good. So now the Mishnah gives us some practical examples. Halacha lemaisa. Nitma. Person was tameh. The other, and he knew that he was tamei. The Nelimenu, and afterwards he forgot. The Nelimenu Hatuma, he forgot that he was tamei. The Zachar Es HaKodesh, but he knew that this is Kodesh. Yeah, I know this is Kodesh, of course. It was a big sign, this is Kodesh, but I forgot that it was tamei. Or Nelimenu HaKodesh, he didn't know that this was Kodesh, the Zachar Es HaTuma, but he remembered that he was tamei. I know I'm tamei, but I didn't know that this is Kodesh. Nobody told him. Or Nelmamidano Zevazeh. He didn't remember that he was Tamei, and he didn't remember this is Kodeshim. For Ochas a Kodesh, and he ate Kodesh with a Yoda. Umishi Ochel, and afterwards he Yoda, he remembered. Hari Zeb, Oilav Yoyrid. This is an Oilav Yoyrid. Yedia Betchila, Helam Beitayim, Yedia Betsov, Oilav Yoyrid. Now, this was talking about Kodeshim. Now we're going to talk about the Mikdash. And we start again. Nitma, he became Tamei. The Yordan, he knew that he was Tomei. The Nelma Mimenu, and after that, the Nelma Mimenu Tuma, and he forgot that he was Tomei. The Zochar Samigdash, and he knew that this is the base of Migdash, sure. And he went to the base of Migdash, and what happened after that, he remembered, I went to the base of Migdash with Tuma. Or, he knew that he was Tomei, but Nelma Mimenu Migdash, he didn't know that this was the base of Migdash. The Zochar Satum, but he realized that he was Tomei. Or, Nelma Mimenu Zev Zev, both he forgot that he was Tomei. And he forgot that that's a base of Migdash, Menichel Samigdash, Vla Yoda, Mashiach Yoda. Afterwards he realized, Harizeb Oyla V'yod. So it's the same thing. You have the three cases by the Kodshim. He forgot that he was Tamei, or he forgot that this is Kodshim, or he forgot both, that he is Tamei and this is Kodshim. Same thing, Legabi Base of Migdash, and all these cases by Oyla V'yod. Now, how far into the Base of Migdash do you have to go to be called a person who's violating the din of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, Echad Nichlas Azora, Echad Nichlas Toisefes Azora, not only the Azora proper, but what happens if in years to come they decide to go and expand the Azora because there's just not enough room, there's a population explosion, Kanayna Hara, and therefore they decided to be Moisef on the Azora. And someone, Bituma, walked into that Tosefes Azora. What's the din? Same thing. You gotta go and bring a carbon oil of yard. Why? After Tosefes Azara, that's something that the later rabbis are going to do. It's a drabanan. You never bring a carbon on a drabanan. Because if you bring a carbon drabanan, you're not mechuyev min ha-toyrah. Not only are you not doing a good thing, you're doing a bad thing because you're bringing chulin ba-azara. So how does this Tosefes Azara get the status of a real Azara, says the Mishnah, Shein Maisifin ala ir v'ala Azorais. You can't just go willy nilly. The mayor of the town of Yerushalayim goes and signs an edict.
Like the plaza in front.
Exactly. He's going to go and sign an executive order saying, Rabbi Yisai, from now on we're going to expand the Azara by another 20 feet. You can't do that. Ein Maisifin ala ir v'ala Azorais. Ella, the Melech has to agree. And a Novi, and the Urim Betumim. And the Sanhedrin shall shivim v'yachod. Wow, the heavy hitters in Klal Yisrael, Melech Betanovi, or the two from the Kohen Gadol, Sanhedrin shivim. They all have to agree that would be Moisef on the ear or the Azaras. Ubishtei Toides. Toides is referring to the Lachmi Toida that you normally bring with a garden Toida. They take two Toides in hand, Ubishir, and they're singing. Ubezim Halchin, Ubishtei Toides Acharein, V'chol Yisrael Acharein. They have to do something like a parade, where they are going to go around in a circle around either the ear, that's the city of Yerushalayim, if they're being Moisef on the ear, or around the Beis Hamikdash, around the Azara, to be Moisef on the Azara. So we're going to learn much more about this in the Gemara Mi'atz Hashem. But the point of the Mishnah bringing this, don't think that this is not a drabanan. The rabbis later on decided to, you have to go and follow all of the requirements of the Torah. How do I know to be Moisef al-Ir al-Azoris, you have to have a Melech, but Anuvim, Terem, Betumim? Yeah, we're going to have that in the Gemara tomorrow. Okay, but in the meantime, all our Mishnah is telling us is, even if you walk into Tosefos Hazara B'Tuma, you got to bring a Korban Oil Leviyard. On to the Amid Beis. We said that the Kohanim and those that are walking around in the parade are holding on to two Lachmei Toidim. Says our Mishnah, HaPanimis Necheles V'Chitzoinen Nisrafes. The one that is more inside, that is Necheles by the Kohanim. The Chitzoinen, the one that's more outside Nisrafes, will be burnt. What is the definition of panimius and chitzayna? We're going to have that in the Gemara. If a person were to go and add to the ear of Azoris without all of these requirements, the melech, the novi, the sanhedrin, etc., then there's no chiyav of chayiv koris, of entering into the Beis HaMikdash Betuma. That's not the Beis HaMikdash. That's somebody said, I'm adding Azorah. Mazel tov. If he didn't go and follow the requirements of the Mishnah, it's all worthless. It's just like walking into anything. Continue. Yes, Robert.
What is the pshat ha'pnimi necheles?
We're going to see that in Yetchim the Gemara. We had two toidois that we spoke about. These are lachmei toida. One of these lachmei toida will be eaten after the whole procession. It'll be eaten by the kahanim. And the second one will be burnt. Which one is the pnimius? Which one is the chitzoina? Yetchim, we're going to learn about that tomorrow in the Gemara. And I get to show. Continuing on the Mishnah, third line, Nitma b'Azara. Okay, so now, until now, we were talking about a person that was tummy outside the Beis HaMikdash, and he forgot, and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if he became tummy in the Azara itself? How did he become tummy in the Azara itself? There was a Chas HaShom, someone passed away, Rachmon Litzlan, in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was standing next to it, he touched the mace, he was under an oil together with him. Or, make it simpler, somebody was shechting one of the kabbonis, and unfortunately he goofed. The behema twitched back and forth, jerking back and forth, and unfortunately he did not do a good job, and the behema therefore died, expired. And it's an avela, because after all it wasn't a good shechita. No, if that's the case, if after that this koyin or somebody else were to touch that avela, he became tamei in the azara. What do you have to do? Aros, get out as quickly as possible. He didn't realize that he was tummy, or he forgot that I'm here in the Beis Hamikdash. Vizachar Hamikdash, he remembers that he's in the Beis Hamikdash. Or I know that I'm tummy, I touched an avela, but I forgot that I'm standing here in the Beis Hamikdash where I'm not allowed to be here but tummy. Or he forgot number one that he was tummy, and he forgot number two that I'm in the Beis Hamikdash. And he waited around. Vishtachva, he participated in bowing down. Or he stayed around in the Beis Hamikdash long enough for a bowing down. How long does it take to bow down? Twice, let's say 30 seconds. You have to get on your knees, you bow down all the way. Then you have to stand up again. 20 seconds, half a minute, whatever it is. So if he stayed around long enough for that and he didn't run out. Or, Baloi Ba'arucha. There were two exits from the Azara, wherever he was. One was an Arucha, a longer distance, and one was a shorter distance. Mr. Aros, your Tomei, Kinder Aros, get out of the Beis HaMikdash, your Tomei. If he went out Ba'arucha, he's Chayv. However, if he went out Bektora, the shorter exit, then that's Potter, because he's an Oinus. And what is he supposed to do? He's never going to Beis HaMikdash, he becomes Tomei. So Bektora is Potter. Zui mitzvah asei sheva migdash ein chayov in aleho. Ve'ezi mitzvah asei sheva nidash ein chayov in aleho. So the Mishnah is going off a little bit on a tangent now, and we're really quoting from a Mishnah Masechtas Horeis. Mishnah Masechtas Horeis is going to go and tell us that there are two asays which are very, very similar in one respect. One asay is, if chas v'shalom a person is tamei, v'shalchum en amachne kol tzrua v'chol zov, V'chol tomei l'nofesh, anybody that's tomei arose from the machne. How many machnois? It depends what his level of tuma is, as well as which machne we're talking about, because there are three machnes altogether, the machne shchina, the machne leviyah, and the machne yisra. But you got to get out. So this person is tomei, he has a mitzvah asay, arose. There's a similar mitzvah asay, similar in one respect. What happens if a husband and wife are living together? And when they're living together, she was totally naki, and he was fine, and everything was great. In the middle of the tashmish, she says to her husband, I have bad news for you. Unfortunately, I feel that my cycle has just begun, and unfortunately, I believe that I am bleeding now. And they say, uh-oh, he's being boiled anida, but he's already inside. What is he supposed to do? So, normally, human nature would be, as quickly as possible, get out. No, no, no. Rashi tells us what you're supposed to do is he's supposed to wait until the kishui eiver subsides, and then he should come out. The reason for that is, like the Mishnah is going to tell you, because if he's going to go out with kishui eiver, he's going to have hanoah in his withdrawal, and therefore wait a minute, half a minute, whatever it is, to try to calm down, get the eiver to become loose and not erect, and then he should go and come out. The reason why we're bringing these two together is, as you can see, because in each case, the person is an oinus, an onus. Did he want to become tummy in the base of Migdash? No. Did this person want to be boiled his wife when she's in Nida? No. But in the middle, unfortunately, something happened. So in each case, you have to go and be careful the way you exit. In the case of the base of Migdash, go biktzara. Well, in the case of the boiled Nida, in a sense, it's barucha. You got to wait until there's a softening of the aver, and then you should leave. So that's what the Mishnah is alluding to. Mechem, on Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara is going to explain this in a little bit greater detail. But that's going back to our Mishnah now. It says, Zuhi mitzvah saseh shebemigdash she'in chayov v'nogleha. This is the type of mitzvah shebemigdash in that chayv. He was never an oinis. Ve'izi mitzvah saseh shebenidash chayov v'nogleha. That what? That if you go out quickly, you'll be chayiv. Ha'yim shamashim ha'tahoyra. The Amr line, she said, I'm sorry. Nit meisei became tummy. Upirish miyad. He left immediately. Chayiv. Mishitziyosei hano'oloi kibiyosei. Going out with a kishri eiver gives him pleasure as if he was continuing the bia. Therefore, gotta wait until things soften up. Right, Reb Elazar Oymer. Now we're going to talk about again that topic that occupied us in the previous parak and that we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, and that is, what's the din of Helam? Is Helam only vis-a-vis the Tumah, because that's a Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, he became Tumah, the Nela Mimenu? Or what happens if he remembers, he knows that he's Tumah, but he forgot that this is Kodshim, or that he's entering into the Beis HaMikdash? So for that, we have a Machloikis now, Reb Elazar, Reb Akiva, and Reb Yishmael. Reb Elazar Oymer, HaSheretz V'Nela Mimenu. If you look at number one, Torah Ora Shalem, the pasuk towards the end of Parshas Vayikra, when we're talking about the carbon oile v'yoyred, oy nefesh eshetiga b'chol dvar tamei, d'chol dover tamei, oy benivlas chayet tamei, oy benivlas behemet tamei, oy benivlas sheret tamei, v'nela mimenu. Ooh, so it sounds like v'nela mimenu is going on that benivlas sheret tamei, he forgot that he touched this dead sheret. Or the dead behema, or the dead nevela v'chaya. So Zukter Blazer, Hasheretz v'nelmi mena ala helam sheretz chayv. When do you have to bring a karma oil of yoyred? When the helam was with respect to the tumah. V'nechayv ala helam mikdash. He knew that he was tumah. He just forgot that this is the base of mikdash. He didn't know it was the base of mikdash. Then you don't bring oil of yoyred. Rebbe Kiva l'choyre says the same thing. Rebbe Kiva oimer, v'nelmi mena v'utameh ala helam tumah chayv. V'nechayv ala helam mikdash. What is Rabbi Kiva saying differently than Rabbi Lezer? Says Rashi, Mitchem Gemara Mefarish, my Binayu. We gotta wait for the Gemara another few blot. More will explain what's the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Both of them hold it's Helam Toma and not Helam Mikdash. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Vinela, Vinela, it says Shteipam, twice it says Vinela. You have the Torah Ara Shalem, the first pasuk that we already quoted, Oy Benivla Sharet Stami Vinela Mimenu. And then the next pasuk in the Chumash is, why do you have two menelams? And that's the Shtayim Shein Arba that we had at the beginning of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is only going like Rabbi Shmuel and not like the others, because Rabbi Shmuel is the one that says, we had this, by the way, back on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, Masnisen. Loi Rabbi Shmuel v'loi Rabbi Kiva. Why is it not Rabbi Shmuel? Lo amay nechay v'lo asad lo v'lo gabi shvuis. But it's not Rabbi Kiva because he says al helam tumachay v'nechay v'lo helam mikdash. So vis-a-vis yedios, it's very good. Rabbi Shmuel is fine. Lo gabi shvuis, Rabbi Kiva is fine. However, but you got a problem. So we had that thing already before. Okay, on to Agma. Omer HaPapa li Abaye. The Papa is now saying to Abaye, I don't understand the Mishnah, Shtayim Shein Arba. L'chayre, it's really not two which are four, it's two which are six. How do you have two which are six? So Rav Papa makes the following cheshbon. Yediyas ha-tumah techila v'sayf. In the beginning you knew that you were tumah, and at the end you knew you were tumah, and there was a helam tumah beintayim. Okay, that's easy. Next, yediyas ha-kodesh techila v'sayf. You knew at the beginning that this is kodesh kachim. You knew at the end that it was kachim. But in between there was a helam of the kodesh. I forgot that I was kodesh. So that's another two yediyas. Yediyas b'tchil, yediyas b'sof. And then you have yediyas migdash t'chil v'sof. At the beginning I know it was a base migdash. At the end I knew it was a base migdash, but there was a helam bein tayim. So therefore I have three t'chilis, three sofs. I have six altogether. So why does it say shtayim shein arba? To be shtayim shehein sheish. So Abaye rhetorically responds to Rapapa, Yefrekt zeh gut rebbe. For the tamach, and according to you, tamni havyen. It really should be eight altogether. To ikka tumas tuma de kodesh ve tuma de migdash tchila ve soif. Why did you only refer to two plus two plus two? It's really four times two plus two plus two plus two, eight altogether. How do you have eight altogether? Because to be over on tumas migdash be helam tuma yedir betchila ve yedir besof, and in the middle he forgot that he was tamei. That's by Migdash. And he went to the base Migdash by mistake. You can have the same thing by Kodesh. Helam Tumah in the beginning. I'm sorry. Yediyas Tumah in the beginning. Helam Tumah. Eight Kodeshim. And then he had a Yediyas Tumah. So far you have four altogether. That was Helam Tumah. Forgot that he was Tumah. And he ate Kodeshim. Forgot that he was Tumah. Entered the base Migdash. Therefore you had Yediyah Betchila, Yediyah Basav. You have four altogether so far. Now let's do on the other side, and that is, the whole time he remembered, I'm Tommy, I remember. But there was a helam of kachim, he forgot that this is kachim, or he forgot that he's going into the base of Migdash. So once again, we're starting off with the helam, sorry, with the yediyas tumah in the beginning, helam kachim, then yediyas tumah, or yediyas tumah eating, going into the base of Migdash, and then again, a yediyas tumah, so have eight altogether. So why did Rav Papa say we only have six? We should go and add two more. We should have eight. Everything mahalikashet osu nishver shem tuma achasi, because that that you said we have two helam tumas, meaning he yediyas a tumah, he knew he was tumah helam and he ate kachim, and then after that he had a helam tumah again. I'm sorry, not a yediyas tumah again. And the second case where he had yediyas tumah in the beginning, and then he had a helam on the beis hamikdash. And then he had, again, a yediyas tumah at the end. In both cases, it was tumas. Start again. In the case of the helam tumah, what the helam tumah is, we had two cases of helam tumah. Helam tumah, he knew that he was tumah. Then there was a helam, he forgot he was tumah, and he ate kachim. And then a yediyas tumah, he remembered that he was tumah. So he had yediyah betchila, yediyah besof, all regarding tumah. Next case, he had a yediyah betchila, he knows that he's tameh. And then he forgot that he was tameh and he walked into the base of Migdash. He forgot that he was tameh. And then at the end he remembered yediyah besof that he was tameh. So both cases are exactly the same case. Yediyas tumah, helam tumah, yediyas tumah. The only thing is, in one case he ate kachim, in the other case he went to the base of Migdash. But the helam tumah was exactly the same. So there's, says Rav Papa, that's why I'm not repeating it twice. I'm just telling you, one case of helam tumah, in the middle he forgot that he was tumah, and then he sinned either by eating kachim or by going to the base of Migdash. But it's all the same. Helam, he had a yediyah tumah betchila, he had a yediyah besof, and in the middle he had a helam tumah. That's why I'm not counting it, says Rav Papa, as two. I'm only counting it as one. And the other two cases was that there was a helam of the kachim, and the other case was the helam of the base of Migdash. Oh, so those are on their own. So that's why you have, by helam tumah, you only have one case, echot shehen shtayim, if you will. The other case, you have shtayim, and then you have shtayim. So therefore, you have six all together. And Dr. Yomari, yet, that's why I asked, it should say six. Why does the Mishnah only say shtayim shehen arba? It should say shtayim shehen shis. Amra Papa li olam tamni havyan. In truth, they're taka eight. Like I asked, like Abaya asked me, they're really eight. However, a book, a maisin, le maisin, le de carbon, like a chashiv, Arba Masraisa, the Michael de Karabin Kachashiv, says the Gemara, because let's talk about any normal carbon. A normal carbon, chatas lamasha, chatas kavua. When do you bring your chatas kavua? When you have a yediyah basav that you sinned. Did you need to know that you that this was chaylev in the beginning? Right, a person came, goes into his kitchen, opens up a refrigerator, he sees some schmaltz over there, he figures it must be kosher, I don't know what's it doing in his refrigerator. He takes it, and he eats it, amachai, givaldik, and then after that his wife comes over and says, hey, did you see that container of schmaltz that was there? Yes. What did you do with it? I ate it. Oh, yeah. Why did you eat it? That was chaylev. Why did you leave it in the refrigerator? I was going to give it to the dogs, I was going to give it to the doorman, I was going to give it to the super. I had a cheshbon. That's why I left it. But Lamaisa was chaylev all along. And now he realizes he did a cheti, ate chaylev. Does he have to go and bring now a karmen chatas?
Yes.
Of course. But did he have a yediyah betchila?
No.
So you see, betchila by a regular karmen is limalav loymoyed. It makes absolutely no difference. The only thing that cared that counts is the final yediyah. Now that he knows that he was over this, so he's going to go and bring a karmen chatas. The first four legabi regular, and we're not talking about oilam biyard. Oilam biyard, you have to have yedi b'tchil, you have to have yedi b'sof. But since your normal regular carbon, whether it's a carbon chatas or a carbon asham, you don't have to know in advance that you did something wrong. You only have to know at the end. So therefore, the first four really don't count in the equation. Therefore, like a chashev, that's why our Mishnah doesn't care for it, it doesn't mention it. You need the last four to go and establish the chiev of a carbon, by every carbon, not just by oil of yard. Every carbon, you need the last four. That's why kachoshev, that's why our Mishnah points it out, because the arba, the last four, are the crucial yediyah.
Different from the normal.
It's different from normal, because normally you have to have, you don't need a yediyah b'tchil at all. Here you do that. I'm not bringing. I know you think it all sounds strange, but let's look at the Rashi. Rashi, right after the Mishnah, Hachin Gasin, Amra Papel, Oylam Tamni Havien, Varboi Basrais the Meisin Lali Day Carbon Kachashiv, Yedios Achroinois, Moidios Oysoi Shechata. It's the Yedi Achroinet. That's the one that reminds him, Mister, you got to bring a carbon. You got to run. Skip now the next few lines because it's a different gear. So, Aboy Basrai Zutrashi, Yediyah Shebesoif, Isno Becholah Torah. Throughout the Kolah Torah, by every Chatas, every Asham, you have to have Yediyah Besof. Shein Odom Mevi Chatas, Ilim Kein Noidalo Shechata. You're not going to go into the Bismigish and say, Kahana, I don't know if I did a Chatas, I might have, I might not, I really don't know. Let's bring a Chatas, you know, just be on the safe side. No, you only bring it if you know Shechata. Arboy Kamaisi, Yediyah Shebetchila, Lesno Becholah Torah. Says Rashi, Oichel Cheva Beshoigik. He never knew that this was chaylev, she chaylev. And that's why the four are, if you will, only secondary by all karbanis. So even over here, even though you need the idea of it chaylev, but nevertheless, he continues them to be of secondary importance. And that's why we're only counting the final four ideas and not the first four ideas. Okay. Back to the Gemara, five lines before the wide lines. They're really eight. The opposite Svara. Since everywhere B'cholah Torah Kula, the Yediyah B'tchila is not important. I don't care whether he knew that it was Chalev. I don't care whether he knew that this is Nevela meat, or Treifa meat, or Kosher meat. I don't care. The important thing is the end. Here the Torah was mechadish the yediyah b'tchila. Oh, so that's why we're talking about the chidushim in our Mishnah. The chidush is the tchilais. Ikriyamir ha'papa, the olam tam nihavyan. V'aboy kemaisa delesna b'chala Torah kula kachoshev. That's why it's so special by our oyla b'yoyret. Aboy basraisa disna b'chala Torah kula. Every time you always have to know, otherwise you can't bring a karm without knowledge that you did something wrong. Like kachoshev, that's why he didn't bother mentioning it. Fine. Boy Rapapa, we have two more shaylas of Rapapa and Rabbi Yirmiya till the end of the daf. Boy Rapapa, Nelmi Menu Hilchais Tumamahu. What happens? Not that he forgot that he touched something which is Tumah and he became Tumah, but rather he forgot Hilchais Tumah Mahu. So, Freytimar, tell me, what does that mean? Hechidam. Ilemidli Yod the Isheretz Tumah, Itzvardeya Tumah. He didn't know what is Matame. Now remember, when we're talking about animals, every animal, whether it's a kosher animal, non-kosher animal, same thing, a chaya, whether it's a kosher venison or deer, or it's non-kosher, makes a difference. They die, they're nevela, they're metame. When it comes shrotzim, which we translate in English as rodents, it's only the shmoyne shrotzim which are written in the Torah, the tzav, and the altoa, and choylid, and the achbar, one of the eight. Sorry, and to Jomas, yeah, exactly, thank you. Uh-huh. So the eight list in the Pasuk, we had them back in Parsha Shmini. We have the whole list of the eight. What happens if, for instance, a person stepped on a huge water bug? He has to wipe off the bottom of his shoe, especially when he comes home, otherwise his wife is going to have a fit. However, he does not become Tomei, because it's not a Behemoth, it's not a Chaya, and it's not one of the I'm assuming it's not one of the Shemayin Yishrotzim. Today, we don't.
It's not a rodent.
It's not a rodent. China, a lady. So, Lamasa, we don't know the exact taich today. We forgot it over the years because Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara haven't really been applicable ever since the Churban Beis Hamikdash, except, of course, relations between husband and wives. But otherwise, the other dinim don't really apply. So, therefore, we have forgotten it over the years. But at the time of Chazal, everybody, what did Chizkiyahu HaMelech do? He put a cherev, he was not cherev in the opening to the Beis Medrash, that everybody has to come and learn. Until every tinik v'tinoikis throughout Eretz Yisrael, you could fehere them, they knew perfectly Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. So that being the case of Timura, so what was the thing that he forgot? He sheretz tamei, itzvardeya tamei. He didn't know what the list of the Shmoyne Shirotzim is. He didn't know when he stepped on something that may have been a frog. Is frog one of the eight? I don't think so. It's not listed. I'm sorry?
It's an amphibian.
It's an amphibian. Oh, shkoyach. So a tzvardeya is not metame. But maybe this person forgot Hilchos Tumah and he didn't know. Is yom metame, nish metame? Says Gemara, zilkori beravu. Zilkori beravu is a rhetorical statement. Doesn't everybody know what that a tzvardeya is not metame? And the other H Moyne Shirotzim are Mitzamimi. Everybody knows that. So if you're going to tell me, well, he didn't know. He can go ask any Chedi Yingle. Yankele, tell me, if somebody steps on a frog, does he become Tamei? Of course not. That's not one of the lists. Svardeya is not one of the eight. It's not a Choydim, not an Akbar, not a Tinchom, it's not a Altov.
He could be a violation of rivets.
Anyway, but now we're jumping to a different sukkah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry.
I thought it'd be interesting.
Okay. Anyway, so if you're telling me he didn't know whether a tzvardeya is matami or not, everybody knows that. So therefore, Rashi says that would not be considered that he doesn't have a yediya or that he's nela mimeno. Since anybody and everybody knows the answer, it's not considered to be a helam. Is the oil love so the more the yodam to Masharet? Avadi knows your Masharet. What is his helam? We're going to Noga Bekadash of the Yoda Kadash Mitame, Loy Mitame. It's very special by Shirotzim Kadash. Kadash is like a little lentil. Normally, what is Mitame? Akizayas, Akadeya, Akaravias. Not a Kadash. A gris. Not a Kadash. Yeah, it's very greasy. Anyway, so the point of the Gemara is that was his Nelam and Hilchos Tumah, that he didn't realize. He realized he touched a sheret. But it was just a clean chill, like a lentil. He didn't realize he became Tamei or not. My kim the yoda, the metame, sheretz v'oilam, yediri. So that's now the shaila of Rav Papa. That afterwards, kim the yoda, that afterwards he realized the metame, that he became Tamei. And he knows, kim the yoda, the metame, sheretz v'oilam, he knows that you step on, you touch a dead sheretz, one of the Shmoyne Shiratzim, he knows that you become Tamei. He just didn't know the shear of the Kadasha. So is that considered to be that he has a yediya? There's no helam. He didn't know the shear of a Kadasha. Maybe it's halami. Then maybe that's a helam. So the Gemara is not posh. So in other words, he had a yediya betchila that he touched this dead chariot. He had a yediya besof that he touched a dead chariot. The halama was he didn't know whether this Kadasha is metame, yes or no. He assumed that it wasn't. Later on, he forgot. He figured out that it was. He asked somebody, Tamar Chochem at Bismedrish, and the yo, Kadash, you were Tami. So then, that's the Shailah that you have to bring a carbon oil of the yoided. Is this considered to be a real Helam? Because he didn't even know that he was Tami.
Helam means he forgot it, though. Helam.
So that's the Shailah. How do you define the word Helam for our purposes, says Rav Papa? Do you say that he had a Yediyah B'Tchila because he knew that he touched a dead Sheretz? or since he didn't realize that that touching was mitamehim, because it was only such a small little thing like kadash, he thought, no, nothing happened, gunish, that's gunish. And therefore there was no yediyah b'tchila. So he knew that it was tameh. He didn't know the shir. Is that yediyah b'tchila, mitahela, mitayediyah b'sav? Take. Boi Rabbi Yirmiyah. A similar type of shayla. It's a famous Rabbi Yirmiyah shayla. Ben Bavel she'ol Eretz Yisrael. Ben Bavel is coming for the first time to Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. V'nelem imenu mokem migdash. It's not v'nelem imenu that he knew that it was there and boom. That he knew there's a base of migdash. Everybody knows a base of migdash. But he didn't know where. If you look at the first wide line of Rashi. Ben Bavel sheyodea sheyesh migdash lime. He knows there's a base of migdash. Av ein yodea mekoyimai. I don't know where. I have to ask the tour guide. You go to the right, you go to the left, up, down, back and forth. Mal. Is that ikka yodea betchila? Oidilma hodetnan nelem imenu migdash v'mishe hikir boy kfar ka'omar. So that's the shayla. When we say there has to be yediyah b'tchila b'gabei beis hamikdash, does it mean that you have to know exactly which building is the beis hamikdash, or you just have to know that there is a beis hamikdash in existence somewhere in Yerushalayim? So since he came from Babel, he has no idea. This is the first time he arrived in Yerushalayim. All Eretz Yisrael. V'nelam imenu mokem migdash ma. Elibe de man. Elibe de Rabbi Kiva de boy yediyah b'tchila. According to Rabbi Kiva, that requires yediyah b'tchila. Haloi mechayiv al hela mikdash. Remember, Rabbi Kiva says you only chayv in helam tuma, not in helam mikdash. Ili Rabbi Shmuel tuma chayv al helam mikdash. Holei boy yediyah betchila. Do you say Rabbi Shmuel does not require yediyah betchila? So therefore, who's the shayla according to? According to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need a yediyah betchila. According to Rabbi Kiva, you need. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you're not mechayv in helam mikdash. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're not mechuyev on yediyah betchila. Like tzrich al dibe de Rabbi. Oh. Rabbi is Yovei Kosov Ashlish V'Yachriya B'Neim. The boy Yediyah B'Tchila, and he requires Yediyah B'Sof, and he has to have Machayv Al Helam Mikdash. The Omar says now Rabbi, Yediyah Space Rabbi Shmo Yediyah Mahai. Yediyah Space Rabbi means as a Yingla, he knew that there's a Beis Mikdash, he knows that there's a Din of Tumah, you now let it go into the Beis Mikdash. Kiv in the Yod of the Ikka Mikdash Ba'ilam Yediyah. So do I say I have a full fledged Yediyah B'Tchila? I know there's a Beis Mikdash. Helam, he didn't realize he was going into the base of Midrash B'toma. And then after that he had a Yediyah, so he has to bring a Karmen Oyle V'yoyet. Oydilma kivin the Mekayim Ale Yodale, since he didn't know that this is the base of Midrash. It looked like a very grand palace. The tour guide said this was the palace of some sort of king from 1,000 years ago. So he didn't know that it's the base of Midrash. So maybe that's a Lomi. And you never had a Yediyah B'tchila. Have a good day, everybody. Wow.